Now to a study more than 50 years in the making, which scientists say is critical to our understanding of the balance of nature. The research, the most detailed and longest running study of how rainforest develops, has been published by the leading scientific journal, the US Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The new findings highlight the critical importance of early life cycle stages of plants in shaping tropical forests. It shows for the first time that what happens now in rainforests, the lungs of our planet, can produce changes in these forests 300 years down the track. Now, for the past 20 years, Dr. Peter Green, Head of Ecology, Environment and Evolution at La Trobe University, has been a leader of the joint US-Australia-funded research project, which began in the 1960s. And Peter Green joins us this morning from Melbourne. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Ellen.
Does this mean you've spent the last 20 years traipsing around in rainforests being bitten by things and stung?
I certainly spent a large part of the 1990s doing that. Not so much anymore. I go up there less frequently. But yes, I've been bitten by thousands of leeches, I would say, in my career.
All right. Now, why did you go to this? Why was this suffering required? Why is it important to do this kind of long-term study? And what have you found out?
Tropical trees live for hundreds, if not thousands of years. So if we want to understand the dynamics of the development of these forests, we have to do very long studies to capture some of those dynamics. And what we found is, or we've confirmed a long-held suspicion, if you like, and that suspicion is that the patterns of diversity that we see amongst those big canopy trees, and let's remember that in a typical hectare of tropical rainforest, there could be tens or hundreds of different species of trees. The patterns of commonness or rarity have long been suspected to be set pretty much by what happens when those trees are very small, because they're very susceptible to the effects of drought, herbivores, fungal attack, and so on and so forth. Now, that's not to say that big trees aren't susceptible to the same sorts of things. The question is, how much more susceptible or not are the smaller life stages compared to the larger life stages? Because if there's an unevenness there, in the case of the seedlings that are more susceptible, that would mean that what happens to them can translate through hundreds and hundreds of years down the track to what we see amongst the big trees now. And that's exactly what we found.
And in a way it seems obvious, but at another level it's fascinating. So in other words, you're saying if there's a drought 300, 400 years ago, or if there's a fungal infection 300 and 400 years ago, a very different rainforest develops, a vastly different forest grows up.
The effects are subtle, but yes, essentially you're correct in saying that. What happened hundreds of years ago has affected what we see amongst those big canopy trees now.
Well, another part of the research that I found fascinating was that, you know, you start in the 1960s with a couple of plots that have been identified, rainforests. Let's find some rainforests in a stable country. Righto, Australia, let's go to Queensland, North Queensland and Southern Queensland. And you go through and tag the trees, and then someone like you who's willing and doesn't mind a leech or two goes through year after year and finds the tags and finds out what's happened to individual trees. What I was surprised to find was that, you know, after 30 or 40 years, when you find the tag, it's still a sapling?
That's right. Yes, that's quite astonishing and quite unlike many other tropical rainforests around the world, where growth rates in the understory are probably a lot higher. So when my mentor, Joe Connell, first put tags on trees in the very early 60s, many of those tiny little saplings that were 2 or 3 feet tall then are now only 6 or 7 feet tall now. And that's probably a result, it's a combination of things. It'd be poor soil. The site is at elevation, it's at 800 metres above sea level, so it's actually quite cool during winter, even though it's up near Cairns, and there's a lot of cloud around. So those things combined, plus a very shady understory, means that these things just hang on by their toenails for decades until they get that all-important canopy gap opening up above them when large trees fall over, and the saplings can take advantage of that and grow up to the canopy.
And how quickly do they then grow, having been saplings for so long?
Well, that's a good question. We're still analysing all of our 50 years of records for that. But a good guess would be for say, a big canopy tree that's half a metre in diameter and probably 35 metres tall, it's going to vary, but it's going to measure between 500 and 1,000 years old.
Wow. And finally, how does this study help us? How does it help us understand the effects of climate change, and how do we use this data?
I think what these results say is that seedling dynamics are incredibly important. And so when we're considering what's going to happen to our tropical forests going into the future, I think this study focuses our attention quite sharply on the future impacts of climate change, perhaps loss of large vertebrates from our forests and so on and so forth, on those very small life stages.
Peter, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Thanks, Ellen.
Dr. Peter Green from La Trobe University, one of the leaders of a 50-year-long study into the world's rainforest. 7 minutes now to 9.